Try the other one. It might be the other one.
Beta, beta, beta.
I swear I will hurt myself if you come inside. And I'm not lying.
Beta, honey, let us come in. You can solve any problem by talking things through.
Mom, go stay with Dad. I'll talk to her. Please go, Mom.
What
please,
happened
just go.
To her?
I swear I don't know either. I'll talk to her and let you know. Please go. Look at Dad. The poor thing's not well. Please go. He's probably thinking a thousand things right now. Please
I don't
go.
Want her to talk to anyone ever again. She's been getting on our nerves with all the things she does since she was a kid.
Okay, okay, you go. Dad might feel bad any minute now. Please go. Go already now.
Look, Nazanin, I'm not stupid. She's probably after some guy. That's why she's doing all these things
Mom,
to herself.
Mom, it's not like that at all. Go and sit down. Go. I'm going to talk to her. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. Please sit down,
there's
Mom.
There's something
please,
wrong
go.
With her.
Go now.
There's something wrong
please
with her.
Please just sit down. Please, go. Beta? Beta, open the door. I swear to God, if something happens to Dad, Beta, open the door.
You come home early one night and you have to deal with this sort of stuff.
Beta, why are you doing this?
What's the matter with her now?
I swear to you, I don't know.
Why were you crying yesterday?
No reason. I just felt depressed.
Beta, open the door.
Where did I go wrong? What am I paying the price for now?
Oh, don't say that, Yusuf. You've given us nothing but love. How can you say that to me?
I keep thinking I did something wrong.
I told you not to give her money for a nose operation again. She keeps going after these things.
If I hadn't given her the money and something else had happened, I would have turned into the worst father in the world. Someone who loves his money instead of his children. I've always tried to provide you with everything.
Beta, open the door.
And this is what I get.
That's where you made a mistake, Yusuf.
Open the door.
When you've got everything you want, this is what happens.
Open up.
She opened the door.
Hang on, Yusuf. Let Nazanin talk to her.
I used to study and help my father out at work. When my dad died, you know, I kept thinking that I hadn't done everything I could for him while he was alive. Has he? What happened?
Hurry up, tell us what happened.
She's taken a picture and uploaded it to the internet, and now she regrets it.
What? What kind of picture did she take?
Nothing. She put this on her head and then took a whole load of silly pictures with it on and then put them on the internet, you see.
What did they write about?
Stupid things. A whole lot of nonsense, really.
Shouldn't we know what they've written, darling?
For example, they wrote, "You're a big head," and things like that, and they laughed at her. She got upset and offended and smashed her laptop, you see.
Good for them. That's what you deserve when you get carried away with
Who's
things.
Who's this loser she keeps doing all this for? Who does she put her picture on the internet for?
Dad, it's no one. I'm sure about it. She's not doing it for anyone.
Please go. Go tell her that any person who wants you for your face will dump you the next day for someone prettier than you.
I already told her, but, well, Beta won't listen to me. She's not the type to listen to anyone, Dad. Father? Come on, Mom. Don't you start now, please.
Tell me what really happened.
I swear to God, that's what really happened. That's it.
Was she wearing a headscarf in the picture?
Come on, Mom. She took a picture with a scarf on. She just put this on her head and it made her look really big and stupid. And people wrote stupid comments underneath her picture. Beta's requested her picture to be removed from all the pages, but, well, when she logs in every day, she sees her picture on someone's page and gets upset again.
Why doesn't she delete the pictures herself?
Mom, it's not as easy as you think. That picture has been shared all around the world by now. And besides, she deserves it. She'll have to put up with it whether she likes it or not.
Why Australia?
No, I just meant that it's gone all around the world. They've copied a picture and are showing it to each other and laughing at it, you see. Mom, stop crying, please. Mom.
Joseph, where are you going?
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Could you please let me know whether this person has money in their account or not?
Yes, they do.
Thank you. So could you please give me a deposit form so I can deposit this check
Sure.
into my account?
Please fill in this form.
Thank you very much. Today's the 20th, is that right?
Yes, it's the 20th.
Hello, Grandad.
Hello,
Hi,
dear.
Hello. How are you? Oh, hello,
Thank you very
sweetheart.
Much.
Oh, yeah? How are you, Grandad?
Fine, thank you.
I love you.
You're back pretty early.
Thankfully, everything's going smoothly. I've cashed both of Mr. Shalchi's checks.
Both checks?
Yes, both checks.
Well, thank God for that.
Hey, Mehdi, do you have to empty the workshop now?
I've got 1 month to do it, Grandad.
Listen, I want you to look after Ahmad for me.
Sure thing, Grandad. You mustn't worry about it. Before I hand over the workshop to its new owner, I will buy a place and take Ahmad to live there, of course.
Thank you.
No worries.
So tell me, what do you plan on doing in your new workshop?
The same thing we've always been doing, Grandad.
Uh-huh.
I really want to start up our business again, God willing.
That's great.
Don't go anywhere. I'm going to bring you some tea.
Okay. Where's Grandma?
She's gone to the bakery.
Grandad, Ahmad was telling me that the shoes you guys made at the workshop were really in fashion at one stage. He told me that Uncle Hamid made some really beautiful shoes.
Yes, they were excellent. I remember he once bought one of those shoes that have a high neck. What are they called
again? High neck shoes?
Yeah, that's right. He had bought a high neck shoe from Italy. It was really beautiful. He spent all night making a pair for himself. It turned out much nicer than the Italian one. He sold about 100 pairs in 3 weeks.
That's excellent.
It was. If he had continued with his business back then, he would have been well off. But I don't know why he suddenly got so sick of it.
But why?
I don't know. It was my fault, too, because I kept complimenting him so much. Hearing a lot of compliments can be poison for a person. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has told us, if you want to destroy somebody, keep throwing compliments at him.
Grandad, please tell me, how come you agreed to let him leave you?
Well, after a while, he felt ashamed of that business. He didn't want to be a shoemaker. He even came up with the money for his wedding from that job. But I don't know why he got sick of it. He was always fighting with the labourers. He'd come to work late. He wouldn't do his job properly. I didn't know what to do. I was forced to give him his share and tell him to move on.
What about his new job, Grandad? Wasn't he successful in that either?
Every profession requires a certain type of person. When you're incompetent, you fail. The people who surrounded him were all devious guys. That business was trouble too. It made him suffer losses.
I see.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Grandad. I have a feeling Uncle Hamid will return home any day now.
I hope so. I hope so.
For one thing, I'm really happy about the birth of Tuba.
That's great. God has opened up the doors of mercy to you, my son. You have every reason to be happy.
Grandad, tell me something. When were you really the most happy in your life?
In the circle of fate, I'm at the point of surrender. What's best for me is what you ordain. What I do is what you command. The best moment in my life happened after a big period of grief. When you and your family left this house, Hamid broke off ties with us. Yes. Masood and Homer came to live with us, so we wouldn't be alone. We were just getting used to Masood's presence when he suddenly decided to go and fight in the war. This house was quiet again. We waited a long time for him to return. One day I went into the yard to wash my hands and face when suddenly someone rang our doorbell.
Hello,
Hussein.
How are you, my friend?
Good, thanks. Come in.
Thank you so much.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Good, thanks.
I came here to tell you something, Nemat. I wish I didn't have to deliver this news to you.
What's news?
Your son-in-law, Nemat. Masood.
What about Masood?
I was at the local mosque just now when they... He gave us the news about his martyrdom. They sent me over to tell you, so either you or his wife can go tell his parents.
So you were the one who gave Aunt Homer the news about Masood's martyrdom?
No. I told Hussein that I'll tell Homer myself. But I couldn't do it. I didn't have the strength to. I couldn't do it. I didn't have the courage to do so. I don't know why, but instead of telling Homer the tragic news, I went over to my prayer mat and opened the Quran. The verse I saw on the page soothed my heart immediately.
Which verse was it?
The truth is from your Lord. Therefore, be not one of the doubters. Everyone has a direction to which he turns. It was as though the Quran was speaking to me. It calmed me down immediately. I had never felt at peace with myself as much as I did at that moment. I had an amazing feeling that whole day. It's a great feeling when you know that God is with you, that He is watching out for you. My heart was filled with love. It felt amazing. I was awake that whole night. I kept talking to God. I poured my heart out to Him. Nothing could stop me anymore. I'll never forget that night until the day I die.
Maddie, stay with us for lunch. Maddie?
Yes?
Stay with us for lunch.
I can't. I have to go. I've got a lot to do.
Here you go. Here's a nice cup of tea.
Thank you very much, my sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Women didn't used to work back in the olden days, did they? I swear everything was where it should have been back then.
Well, your fiancé has agreed not to work.
She hasn't agreed to it. What? Why are you shaking your head? You haven't agreed to it. If you did, you wouldn't still be going to university.
What's wrong with that? There are a lot of women who have university degrees but don't work.
She's agreed not to go to work. All right, I am truly thankful for that. But I am trying to say something else here. Who is responsible for bringing home a paycheck? Men are! You can't expect a man to go out and slave around all day and to make a living, trying to make ends meet, and then to come home and not get the attention he deserves. He's not a slave, is he?
Is your main problem about her studying at university?
No, we've got more than one problem. Look, I told her she could go to university if she wants, but I told her to call me and tell me whenever she goes so I can take her there. I don't want her to go anywhere by herself.
Why does everything have to be the way you want it?
There you go. She's like this with everything. She's got a comeback for everything. She talks back at me.
I am Miss Pajuhande.
Miss Pajuhande. What's the definition of marriage, huh?
It means you should compromise in some things and I should compromise in other things. It's one-sided at the moment. First I quit my job, and now he's got a problem with me going to university.
There you go. You see that?
Why do you insist on accompanying her so much?
We're living in a terrible society. People will draw her towards bad things.
What about the right to have a choice, then? You can't always keep yourself in a cage out of fear of freedom.
No, look, this is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if I'm going to be her husband, and I will be her husband, then I don't want her to go anywhere by herself without my permission, that's all.
Until when?
Excuse me?
I'm saying until when?
Until I stop having strength in my legs.
Until they kick him out of his workplace again.
Well, that's actually an important point. You really are going to have trouble with your work if you're going to go everywhere with your wife. Even if it's your business, you'll still be faced with problems.
Listen, Doctor, we've been engaged for 6 months now, and he's changed 2 jobs already.
I'm sorry, but have you been paying for my expenses? Why don't you tell her your problem? Her problem is that she doesn't want me to be by her side. That's your problem, tell her.
That can't be right. She'd never have accepted your proposal if it was like that.
No, he's right. I don't want him to be by my side.
There you go.
I don't want him to wait for me outside my university. I don't want him to come to my workplace because he embarrasses me with his behavior.
Why is that? What does he do?
He gets angry really quickly. He causes a scene. That's the main problem I have with him.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I get angry over nothing. Do I get angry over nothing? Do I lose my temper for no reason?
Yes, you lose your temper for no reason. Just like right now. Why are you always angry?
For God's sake, I have every right to be angry right now. You forced me to come here. Shouldn't I be angry?
Listen, Doctor. A few days ago, he came outside my university to pick me up. He lost his temper just because I was a bit late. Then he started driving off before I could even get into the car properly, and I fell on the ground. A gentleman was passing by at the moment when he came over to help me. You can't imagine the scene Ismail caused. If there weren't any other people around, he would have beaten the guy up. That's how he embarrasses me.
Oh. Are you still hung up on what happened 2 days ago? And besides, why are you so upset? Did you know the guy?
No, what's that got to do with it?
Well, if you didn't know him, why were you trying to act all nice in front of him? What's wrong, huh? Are you shaking your head? Do you feel sorry for me? I mean, am I not right here? Hey, Doctor, you tell me. Would you try acting all nice and caring in front of someone you didn't know?
Very well. I think that's enough for our first session.
Well, I don't think our problem has been fixed at all yet.
I've still got a lot to talk about with you. We can't reach common ground with just one session. I need to have a separate private session with each of you. And we can book the first session for today.
I can't today. I've got work to do. I've got to take the car somewhere. So let's see what happens.
Well, you can go. I will talk to your fiancé. And we'll book another private session for you another time.
You mean my fiancé won't be coming with me now?
Are you able to come another day?
I've got nothing to do now, so I'll stay. You can go back to work.
I will book an appointment for you as well. I will tell your fiancé to tell you about it.
All right, then. I'll go and come back. I'll be back soon.
Have you set a wedding date yet?
Yes.
When?
The first month of summer.
I think you should postpone the date of the wedding to a later date without making him sensitive about it.
You mean I made a mistake?
About what?
About getting engaged to him.
I really don't sense such a thing. I mean, not yet, anyway. I don't know. Maybe I have to talk to him a bit more. But with things I've seen so far, I believe getting married will make it worse. It'll be a big mistake. Don't worry. Sometimes people like him don't know they're making a mistake. Talking these things through can fix a lot of problems. So tell me, are his parents divorced?
No. But his dad lives in a separate section of the house, and he's broken off his relationship with his family. That's all I know.
Do you know the reason?
I think it's like the normal problems that all families have, or it might be something else. I really don't know about that at all.
You're really going to have to find a way to postpone the wedding without upsetting both families. And go and talk to your mother and tell her to tell them that your wedding dowry isn't ready yet. Come up with some sort of excuse.
What if he refuses?
They have to agree with it. Or then, otherwise, I'll have to ask your father to speak with them and postpone the wedding. Don't be upset. A lot of problems get fixed through therapy. Ask my secretary for your next appointment together. Excuse me, Miss Sadat.
Yes?
Give her an appointment for their next joint session and put aside a separate time for the gentleman
sure.
that was with her.
Is my partner still here?
No, she left.
She left? Where?
Her consultation finished and she left.
What an idiot. Didn't I tell her I was coming back?
Not so loud, please, sir.
Not so loud? Give me a break. Go call that woman and tell her I want to see her.
Have some manners, please, sir.
I said go call her. Hurry up.
She's got a patient now. I can't.
Give me a
break.
Where
are you going?
Please come in.
Didn't I tell her I was coming back? Why did you let her leave?
Her time was up.
Well, why did you keep her here so she couldn't come with me, huh? What did you tell her that made her not wait for me? You call yourself a counselor, do you? Huh?
All right, well, if you've got time, you can stay and we'll talk after I finish my session with her.
Oh, put a sock in it! We'll talk together.
I'm sorry, Doctor. He came in without
my
permission.
Get out, ma'am. Get out. Get out!
Miss Sadat, please go outside. I'll sort this out. Please go outside. If you can stay right now, then please wait, and after I finish with her, we'll talk. If you can't stay, then come back on your own appointment day.
Do you think I'm stupid enough to waste my time with you?
What?
I'm never going to set foot in here again. Yeah, remember that.
But why?
Hi, Dad.
Hello there.
How are you? Listen, you've always got a shoebox in your hand. Give it to me.
I can't lose my customers, son. It'll be better this way once the workshop's up and running.
Hopefully.
And it keeps me busy.
Thank God.
How's your mother? Where is she?
Mom?
Hey, yes. Mom. I'm coming.
So what's new?
Good news.
About your uncle. Did you find them?
Yeah, sort of.
Thank God for that.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, Mom. How exactly old is Layla, Uncle Hamid's daughter? Which grade is she in now?
How come?
Well, yesterday I was just thinking that if I were to ever see her outside somewhere, would I know her or would I not recognize her?
I think she's a couple of years younger than Minoosh.
And?
If she's been a good student, well, then she should be in her final year at school, I think.
She's been a good student. I know for a fact that she's actually very studious.
How do you know that?
Her school principal told me.
Did you find her school?
Yes.
Hello.
Thank goodness. Hello, hello.
Hi, Dad.
Hello.
Have you eaten breakfast?
Of course. It's 11 a.m., you know.
No way.
Absolutely not. Mehdi, come here for a minute. Talk to that boy a bit.
About what?
He's quit university. He's got no job or anything. He sleeps until 11 a.m. and he keeps telling me he wants to get married.
So?
I keep telling him there's a rule for everything, but he just won't listen to me.
Well, why don't you go propose with him and see who the girl is?
How am I going to go to someone's house and propose for my son, darling? What am I going to say if they ask me about his job? I keep asking him about it, and all he tells me is that he's going to get a large amount of money soon. From where, though? How? And I'm the bad guy if I say anything.
Well,
what are you laughing at?
Well, what do you expect me to say to him? Why don't you go to him and propose? Let the girl's family say no to him. If he hears a no, he might change his mind.
They won't say no to him, darling. They'll say it to me. And then they'll say, well, what on earth are you thinking by bringing this young man here?
No, they won't say that. They'll probably just say our daughter doesn't want to get
married. Their daughter doesn't want to get married? Of course she does. She's the one who won't leave him alone. She keeps calling him all day and all night.
Well, if that's the case, tell them they already reached an agreement.
Yes? No way. I'm not going to propose with him and I'm not be letting him fall into this trap.
Trap? Your son's a trap himself with the situation he's created.
What? How is my baby a trap?
Shh, he'll hear you, Mom.
That's him.
How's it going, man?
What's up with you? What happened, eh?
Nothing. Mr. Farney won't leave me alone. He keeps calling and calling. Did you get the checkbook?
Yeah.
Listen, I went to the bank. They said they won't give me a checkbook because I had a bounced check, so I've got to apply again and it'll take about 10 to 15 working days till I get a new one. So can you please write me a check for 200 million? I'll deposit the money into your account and we'll give the check to Mr. Farney and get him off our backs for good.
All right. You want me to write today's date?
It doesn't matter. No. Write tomorrow's date. It's better that way.
Mom, can you give me something? I'm really hungry.
Hold on. Lunch will be ready soon.
I can't wait. I have to go now. When are you heading to the workshop?
I've asked them to give me until the end of the month.
Okay.
Mehran, come sit here so I don't have to keep going backwards and forwards.
Okay, sure. Here you go.
Thank you very much. Let's go there together.
No, I can't be bothered with that Farney guy. Hello? How's it going? What? Are you serious? You're kidding me. Okay, sure. The sooner the better. Okay, cool. See you later. All right then, goodbye. You don't need to see him today.
See who?
Farney.
Why not?
Look, I'll probably get a whole lot of money by the end of this week. We'll go give that to Farney and then we won't have to sell the workshop. And we'll give Mr. Salci his money back.
I can't do that, Mehran. I've already sold the workshop and received 70% of the money from Mr. Salci.
It doesn't matter. We'll give it back to him. We'll say we had a problem, but we've taken care of it now. And we don't want to sell the workshop anymore, so we'll give him compensation if he asks for it.
I can't, Mehran.
We can't, son. We've already signed a contract.
So where exactly is all this money coming from?
It's some commission money I'm getting. Anyway, I'm saying it for your own good. I've got my own business to set up, and I'm not interested in working at the workshop. I just wanted you to get your workshop back for you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Mehdi, if you decide to go find Hamid, tell me so I can go with you.
But I haven't even found their address yet. But okay, I'll let you know once I find the house. Dad, we don't even know how they're living at the moment. We don't know their circumstances. It might not be good. What if we go there and they feel embarrassed when they see us for the first time in years?
I'm his brother. I know he won't get upset when he sees us.
But considering how Uncle Hamid got that money and then distanced himself from you, it's really only natural that he'd get upset if he's lost the entire amount.
Hey, Mom.
What?
You know what I'm talking
Where?
About. You know, just come on. Please,
no,
Mom.
Let's not go.
Why not?
No way.
Why not?
You know why. Stop asking already.
I'm not going to commit a sin. I want to get married.
Go get married, darling. But I'm not coming. You want to know why? Because I'm not that stupid to let you decide for me. What am I supposed to tell them? What's my son's job, huh? What's my son's education level? What does he own? Why can't you get that through your head?
That was before.
Yes?
We can go tell them now that we'll accept whatever you say.
Okay, fine. Go accept whatever they say. Go get married. Just leave me out of it.
No one proposes at the girl's house without their mother.
Well, you can be the first one. You can be the first one. I'm not coming. I'm not stupid enough to agree with everything you say. Eat your breakfast now.
I'm not committing a sin here, Mom. Everyone gets married. You want me to get married when I'm 40?
Look, darling, you'll get married at the right time, but not now. You can't just leave your education now and get married. Just take a look at Mehdi. Look at what Mehdi's dealing with.
I have a feeling that now's the right time.
Yes?
Yeah.
If that's the way you feel, then go after your feelings. And stop arguing with me. I'm just not in the mood for it.
Oh, man, whatever I say, you keep repeating yourself. I just don't get you.
I repeat myself, do I? I hope I drop dead so I don't have to worry about you. You won't have to worry about me either.
It's a fight between man and beast. A battle between criminals. A battle between criminals, Wednesday, 11 p.m.
Hello.
Hi, Fahad. Where are you?
Home.
Why don't you answer the phone, then?
I just got home now.
Mom wants to know whether you're coming here or not.
No. I've got to stay here and open the door for Ahmad in the morning.
Did you pack away the furniture?
Not yet.
Make sure you don't get paint on them, Fahad, please.
No, I'll be careful.
Would you like me to ask Muhammad to bring you some dinner?
I had something to eat while I was out. I'm going to go to sleep now.
All right, darling. Take care of yourself now. Bye.
Goodbye. Saha, stop getting on my nerves. Otherwise, I'll go crazy and do something you won't like.
Did you send your wife and children away?
I have already told you I will give you the money. Don't make me regret it and do something else to shut your mouth.
Fahad, you know it's not too hard for me to find your wife, don't you?
Listen, Saha. I told you I will give you the money, even though you don't deserve
it. I don't deserve it.
Didn't you keep telling me that every woman deserves a divorce settlement so she's got financial support once she separates from her man?
This is blackmail.
There's no need for a woman to get blackmail
money. She can always go to work.
Hold on, hold on. Get off your high horse. Have you forgotten how you told me you don't want your wife to work when I used to have a job?
You were my wife back then, but you've got nothing to do with me now. Go do whatever you want.
Yes, dear. I'm not your wife anymore, but I don't want to work either.
All right. All right, okay. Aren't you saying you want to have financial support? Well, why don't you forget about that money and we'll agree on a figure and I'll give you a monthly payment instead, huh?
Fahad, stop trying to look for alternatives. The money I'm claiming from you is the exact amount that you've agreed to give Shayesta in case of a divorce.
Just because I never asked for a marriage portion doesn't mean you get to throw me away like a piece of garbage.
I want the exact amount of money that you'd give her if she were in my place.
You'll have to give me some time then.
Until when? Give me a date. Until when?
I do not know. Until I get my money back from Faraman.
I can't take "I don't know" for an answer.
Don't make me do something you'll regret, Fahad. Remember how you always
used to tell me that you were scared of bulls? Because they don't have brains, but
they've got horns? I'm that bull now, so be afraid.
When will you give me my money?
I don't know. I don't know!
You scumbag. You rat. Filthy scum! Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست. این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست. برگرد امشب دیگه داره میشه. آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه؟ این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه که خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره. غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی. این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد. راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد. درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست. یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه که خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.